My father, he thinks I'm insane.
From the writers of Lost and the creators of Once Upon a Time.
You claimed you traveled to this place, Wonderland.
You fell in love with the genie.
I'm gonna find him.
She's not the Alice you thought you knew.
I sense that you can take care of yourself.
Thursday, the search for her lost love begins.
All right, Rabbit, take your hold.
Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. Series premiere Thursday at 8, 7 central. Followed by an all-new Grey's Anatomy and Scandal on ABC.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Blacklist After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Blacklist After Show.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah! Rastafari, something.
I don't know the words.
Look, that's 90s hip hop.
I know.
The DLC.
I'm not cool.
One, Bing is for doing, and we are doing the Blacklist After Show.
Woo.
Number episode three. I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined by Julia Kearley.
What's up?
As always, and she's lovely as always.
Oh, the things you say.
I'm not joined by Nando Velasquez again. I won't go into a thing.
Who's
about
that guy?
Why he's not here. I mean, he's got like 19 episodes to show up, but he's not here. And we're not joined by Joe Sanfilippo. Clearly, these people care nothing about the show.
Not like us. We're true blue.
We've been here
Speaking
every
of blue,
freaking
go blue.
Week. Go blue.
Go blue.
By the way, yes, if you're watching on YouTube or watching on this late on AfterBuzz, I'm head-to-toe in Dodgers because I was at the Dodger game. The Dodgers win. For those of you who aren't in this market, Los Angeles, and don't care about the Dodgers or baseball, I'm sorry, but Dodgers
But it's a
win.
Big deal to us.
We love Dodgers.
We love the Dodgers. Go
LA.
Blue.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. Had to throw it out there.
Anyway, there it is. Go blue. So, but we also have a wonderful episode of The Blacklist.
Yes.
Go black.
Go black.
Or go red. Go red.
Oh, go red.
Yeah.
Go red and black.
Red, Reddington.
Red and black.
Yeah, so we're here, episode number three.
Wu Jing,
the Wu Jing clan.
Yep.
Wu Jing. We should open with the Wu-Tang clan, Steve Lemieux. Lemieux over there on the ones
Wu-Tang
and twos making
there?
It happen. No, and say, that's the Wu Jing.
Why didn't we put that together?
I don't know, we're done.
Damn,
anyway, so Wu Jing, episode three of The Blacklist, and, you know, I'm still in. This is a week-to-week thing. I mean, and I'm not afraid to say, I'm out. This show sucks. I'm over it. I'm not afraid to say that. But right now, I'm still loving it.
I'm inching back in. You know, episode one, I was totally spun up on it, totally excited.
Yep.
Episode two.
You're like, meh.
Found to be something of a bummer. I was a little disappointed.
Okay.
Episode three, though. We're showing signs. We're showing signs of getting back in the game.
All right. We'll talk about that a little later. I think that, I don't know. I feel, you know, like I said this before and I'll just say it again. You know, I feel like this is, this show is what it is, which is a network procedural. And I think on the terms of it being a network procedural, it is, way, way, way above average. And so it is killer of the week. Blacklister of the week, crime of the week,
mm-hmm.
Close-ended every episode, mildly serialized, characters that we'll get to know over the course of 22 episodes in one season, and then some more down the road. And I think we're doing that. And it's anchored by James Spader, and it's got a great supporting cast. And I don't know what the F do you want from it?
Well, yes, we are getting all of those elements, and it is anchored by James Spader. But without him, what do you got? Honestly.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What about Lizzie? Uh-oh.
I don't think she's anything without him. I think he is the shining beacon of this show.
He is.
And I'm not saying anyone is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that I feel that Spader stands out against the rest.
I will say, I mean, this is why you build a show around James Spader. And I will say that, you know, he's definitely worthy of building a show around, and he's worthy of, you know, the character they've created, and he's playing it well. I think that if you think about him in Boston Legal, his last sort of Emmy Award winning show, he did have a great supporting cast. I mean, he had William Shatner and some others to sort of play off of. I don't know that he has that. I like Lizzie. I like, I love we call her Lizzie.
Cause we're besties.
We're besties. I like Lizzie.
He calls her Lizzie.
I know. I like Lizzie.
It's an affectionate way of referring to her.
We can talk about this later, but I'm not necessarily sold on the development of these other characters. I'm not sure there is development of the other characters.
No,
yet.
There's zero development on any other character. They're very, very one-dimensional. Nobody is fleshed out to me at all.
Well, there's some dimensions. I mean, you one guy is black.
Okay.
That's his veil. That's his deal.
That's a dimension.
One guy's mad.
Very mad. That's all his deal. The time.
My man, Agent...
Wrestler.
Agent Wrestler.
He's a mad man.
He's angry every episode.
He's pissed.
And then one lady's British. English.
British CIA agent.
Which, I don't know. How is she British and in the CIA?
I don't know. Well, I am creating my own backstory because nobody's giving me anything backstory wise. I've decided.
You're getting like meaner about the show.
Am I turning into a wrestler?
Yes, you are. You're angry.
Am I angry?
Mad.
No, I'm not angry. The show's good. Okay. No. I don't mean it to come across like that, but I feel like I have to fill in the gaps for myself because nobody else is filling them in for me.
Okay. Well, look. In all fairness, I say this. I said it last week in episode 2. Give it time. I mean, like, man, we are such a now culture. We're so like, you know, give it all. I mean, this is not a feature film. This is 22 hours to tell a story. Let them tell their story in 22 hours. At the end of 22 hours, then judge them like, you know what? It gave me 22 hours and nothing happened. That happened to another show that we did that will remain nameless.
Well, they've given me.
Sorry. I love The Following. Shout out to The Following.
I enjoyed Great The Following.
Show. Yes.
Well, I they've given me 3 of those 22 hours, and right. I am ill satisfied thus far.
All right. Well,
when it comes to character development, and I mean it's just there's nothing to back it up. I mean, I feel like these one-liners that they're given are very stereotypical one-liners.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Calling backup. I don't know why that's my voice.
You know, whatever. I guess it's like a genre
They're
thing
to
too.
Us.
You know, I know, but I see. I love that stuff. Sometimes you want to. I know what I'm paying for here. I know what I'm paying for. Like I'm paying for this, but I know what I'm getting. Like I want a cool sort of spy thriller procedural thing that's going to be, you know.
Yeah, but I want more.
Okay.
I want that with a little something we haven't
Just
seen
like
before.
Just like a woman.
Like a chick.
Always wanting more.
I want something that stands out against the rest. And we have that right. in Red's character, sure. in my man Spader,
sure.
Steph.
Yeah.
But I want more.
All right.
I'm not satisfied.
Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about the episode itself, and let's talk about the characters and some of these plot points and everything else. But before we do that, I do want to mention that, as we mentioned last week, and as we're mentioning on AfterBuzz, this Thursday, October 10th, ABC is premiering their wonderful show, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. And I mentioned this last week, but I got the pleasure of interviewing the entire cast and talking to them at TCA's, and it was great. I saw the show, which I loved. I talked to Naveen, who's Jafar, which we talked about last week, but I also talked to Sophie Lowe, who plays Alice, and she is in real life the sweet little sweet thing who you think of Alice. When you watch the show, she's this sort of kick-ass version of Alice. So it's like this it's this thing where we have this. We know what Alice is, you know, we think Alice in Wonderland, but they sort of take Alice and flip her on her head, and she's this sort of badass sort of person. And then they fold in all these other characters we love, like a character named Cyrus, who's kind of like Aladdin, you know, and then we have to his Jafar, we have the White Rabbit, as we know. We have the Red Queen, who's like the Queen of Hearts, who's the beautiful Emma Rigby.
God, she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It's impossible how good looking
she
is.
She's super, super hot.
Fair.
Yes. But and she's super evil in this, which is really cool.
Even
which
hotter.
Is somehow hotter, yeah, I know. And then, my man, Mike, I can't remember, I have to mess his name because he's I believe he's Irish, but I want to say Mike Socha, but that's our guy. But, but Michael plays a knave of hearts, and he's great too. So a really, really great cast, you know, giving us all these characters that we know from fairy tales and also from Disney and bringing it together in this wonderful show. And it's here. I saw it. I love the pilot. I love all the people. And it's really, if you love Once Upon a Time, if you love, Alice in Wonderland, if you love Disney stuff, if you love fairy tales, if you love this kind of genre fantasy escapist stuff, you're going to love this. It's October 10th, this Thursday on ABC. Please, you should check it out. I will say also that, I forgot what else I was going to say.
Thursday
ABC, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. Check it out. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I got it now. Ding! it'll be interesting to see as we approach Halloween, you know.
Ooh.
Because every year we have Halloween. No, we have Halloween. That's a revelation. Every year we have Halloween.
but you're so smart.
I am smart. Look at the calendar. But we have all these new versions of these characters that people can now be introduced to. So we've had the Jafar, but it will be interesting to see if people are doing the new Naveen version of Jafar.
Yeah.
Or the new Sophie Lowe version of Alice and the new White Rabbit. So that'll be cool to see. And it's right on time for Halloween. So
I'm so excited for the show. I'm a huge Alice fan. In all forms, original, any sort of re-up I've ever seen. I love it. The Disney, the stories,
what
I
about
love it.
Linda Lavin, Alice from Mel's Diner. I'm showing my age. It was a show on CBS years ago. All right, next.
I'm out.
Back to the blacklist.
I'm out. You've lost me.
I'm sorry.
All right, moving on.
Check it out. Once Upon a Time, ABC.
Thursday.
October 10th, Thursday. So back to the blacklist. So, okay, look, so we can we agree that we're still, it's a good show, right? Are we saying that?
Yes.
Okay. Good show. We like Spader. We can say that. We agree on that.
Love.
Okay.
I loved him more than I've loved him in the past two episodes. This episode, he kind of blossomed a little bit for me. He wasn't this larger than life character that he's been portraying to me. He was a little bit more human. His little inflections, even when he's not talking, the way he moves his mouth or the way he just sort of looks at you. It's just everything is – it's such a well-thought-out character. I love James Spader. I love you, James Spader. Marry me.
Okay.
I think he's brilliant.
I love Spader, too. We you know, we gush and wax about Spader. What else did we do? What did I say last week?
You said gush and wax and wax and gush.
No, but
gush.
I said something else. Schlong. I said schlong.
You said schlong.
I said schlong last week. Okay. So, but my thing, here's my thing. I'm a little, I don't know how I feel about, first of all, I love him and stuff, but like this whole like physical, costume affectation with the hat and the popped collar and the trench coat. I'm not feeling it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like the hat
kind
to
of Carmen
the side,
San Diego.
The trench coat. And I don't know if I'm like, there's something about this character he's created, which is this sort of mysterious super spot. Like I get he's a mystery man. I don't need to see him like in the friggin' hat, in the shadows. Like,
playing chess in the park.
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's a little much for
me
with all
that
stuff. Well,
that sort of goes along with some of the things I was saying about the other characters who are not yet fleshed out.
Right.
They have these stereotypical imagery or lines attached to them. And that's sort of the cartoony thing that we have going on with Spader as well.
Well, they're broad. It's broad. And I think they start, but I think that's what you do. I imagine that. You know, they're smart enough to sort of, you start broad and then you sort of reel it in, right? So you start broad, you have Spader, super spy, hat, trench coat, you know, Harold, FBI guy. He talks like this and he's the guy and Diego's mad and then Lizzie is vulnerable. And then you kind of, you know.
But you know what? I accepted it more this time around from Spader. I accepted his costumes and his persona and his little idiosyncrasies that he has. I found it to be more believable, more acceptable. I was like, yeah, that's what he does. That's Red.
He's
worldly.
I hope every episode he doesn't do that. He does that little laugh he does, like you ask him a serious
question.
I was going to do it. I was going to ask you to ask me a question.
Okay.
Ask me a very serious question.
Okay.
Like you know, where tell me where the bomb is or something. I don't know. Ask me a question. Go.
Joe.
Yes.
I can't do it.
All right.
Where's the bomb?
I won't tell you. That's my bad story.
Oh,
no, yeah, that's bad. We'll yours is way it. Better.
thank you.
Okay. We're giggling.
You can do it all day.
So that thing he does is a little tiresome, but maybe we like it more than we think we do because we're really into it.
It's fun. I will say, though, one thing that this episode was seriously lacking for me was a pen in anybody's neck.
Yes, no pen.
No pen.
No pen to the neck.
Zero pens.
Although in the previews, there was some sort of like...
Something pen-like.
It was something something was going to stab someone with something.
Sharp and shiny.
Yes.
Looked perfect.
We can only hope that it's a pen.
To go straight into a neck.
There it is.
You've been penned.
If you're watching on YouTube, Lemina just pinned me to the neck.
So this is a hot pink pen.
Yes. Can I go with my beverage?
You go, girl.
Anyway. All right. So back to
Wu Zheng.
Stephen Lemieux. All right. So let's pull this together.
Okay.
All right.
Wu Zheng.
Wu Zheng. Because I'm tight. So we, okay, so the episode itself, I want to, so we have an episode where the Blacklister number 3, it's Chinese super spy killer.
Super spy killer.
Super spy, or is he a super spy, or is he a super spy killer, or is he
I
both?
I think he's been unofficially contracted by the Chinese government? I don't want to say government. Okay. I don't know. To kill...
You won't get in trouble. It's okay.
Sorry, Chinese government.
They're not watching. I assure you they're not listening.
They're always watching.
Okay.
Okay, so he has been contracted by the Chinese government to kill people who are spying on them.
Got it.
Yes?
Yes, that's correct? Exactly correct.
Okay. He's a spy killer.
Right. So he's went out to... So he killed some other dude in that opening sequence. We were both like, like my man's hand got cut off.
Didn't see it coming. First, he's punched through the windows, and he's all shot up, and they steal his computer, and then they cut his hand off.
Yeah, because they have to have his thumb. They could have just stuck the thumb.
Well, it takes a while to like find the correct digit. Might as well hack the whole thing off. And
Chinese spy killers don't f around. They'll take
the spy killer.
You only need the thumb. We'll take the whole hand.
That's right.
So they took his hand, and then the hacker guy. And this is look. I know nothing about hacking. Actually, I know a lot about hacking. Everything I know about hacking, I know from movies and TV. Like, I know everything there's
to
know
about. I'm an expert.
I mean, it's a lot of like endless code, like some kind of like youngish guy, neckbeard guy, scruffy hair, like tapping away furiously on the computer and then like codes coming by. So we had a lot of that. So we got the hand and they found out who the spy was,
but it didn't work.
They couldn't decode it, so they needed to go to Reddington, who knows everything,
to decode
the message, which leads them to another Blacklister. Now, what's interesting about this for me is this is a guy who Reddington didn't provide. It feels like that the whole premise is I've got this list of guys. I'm Reddington. I've got a list of guys who you're going to want to know. But this is a bonus guy. This guy wasn't on the list. He just sort of came to him.
Yeah.
So is a protocol for Reddington to just kick back and drink a Bordeaux in the hotel room until someone calls him? Or does he like say, here's the list, let's go after these people?
Well, these people are constantly calling him, right? He's the guy. He's been doing this for 20 years. He's been subcontracted out to every major criminal worldwide. So I guess he has his own list. But while he's waiting to go to the next Blacklist or waiting for the time to strike, maybe when they're in town, see who comes to him. Maybe he can do a little something about that.
So he just has like...
While he's on a roll.
Has some Bordeaux in the Waldorf Astoria suite, like with his hat, like just playing chess in the park, waiting for the phone call.
Popping his collar.
popping the trench coat, waiting for the phone call. That's a life.
But, you know, he's a quick thinker. The second he came to him in the park,
right.
He goes, well, my usual decoder, he was stung by a manta ray, what do you say? Something like that. You know, he's quick on his feet. I have another girl.
Right.
Thinking immediately Lizzie.
Right.
My bestie Lizzie.
So I do love that, Spader is sort of the character Reddington is sort of one step ahead. He's two steps ahead of everyone at all times. We did get to see him, and that's the thing I wonder, is every episode going to be like him and Lizzie undercover? I'm laughing, but it's like, it's like every episode, like, we have to go undercover now.
Could be.
Okay. So him and Lizzie are undercover again. And, But I love,
well, he's always undercover because right. nobody knows that he's working for the FBI.
Sure.
So,
but I love that
he's always undercover.
But Lizzie has a new every day.
Well, he has to bring her along for the ride. Right. She needs a new
your cover story. You're my girlfriend. You're my decoder. You're my daughter. Like, yeah, we'll see. But anyway, so but what I did like, I did enjoy that scene very thoroughly. Once they actually, you know, got the cover story, got it together, and they got down in there with the mysterious badass Chinese dude in his crazy bunker that was built below Manhattan somehow secretly. And
Middle Earth.
I mean, if Flippo didn't like the tanker in the middle of the sea with the helicopter, he would hate the mysterious Manhattan bunker.
the Middle Earth bunker underneath the radio station in D.C.
The Chinese spies managed to just build in D.C. Like,
well, he said he'd been working on it for 3 years.
All right. Well, it's beautiful. Anyway, but I did like the idea of them being down there and thinking on their feet and sort of working together and working as
a team. That was actually one of my favorite scenes I've seen in this show in the last three hours of this show.
A lot of good stuff. Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. But before that, I'm jumping ahead because we have the B storyline, which is the husband is back. He's in a wheelchair. He seems pretty together. Mm-hmm. And Lizzie
looking
is trying
all
to,
earnest and adorable
he's so
with his
earnest.
Little hipster glasses.
Lizzie.
Oh, the irony. The irony of, I don't want there to be any secrets. You're in this job where you have to lie to me.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Oh, he's the irony.
Around. So, she's, she's checking up on him and he's allegedly checking up on her. Speaking of things that we like, I like that. I'm really interested to see where that whole thing goes. I love the idea of like spy versus spy in the house. Like he's watching her, but she's watching him, but they're in love, but who's really watching who? Very, there's a lot of that in The Americans. There's a lot of that. I love that sort of like really Tinker Tailor old school sort of spy shit. I love it.
And for all the lying and whatnot going on in that household, I really feel like there is a true undercurrent of love going on there, not just from her.
Right.
But it feels, I mean, he could be an extraordinary actor.
Yeah.
I mean, as his character, Ryan could be an extraordinary actor. He seems to really like her.
Oh, that's
that's me rooting for true love, yeah. Joe. I'm rooting for true love.
That's you being wooed by the hipster glasses and
the
earnest sweater.
He's a little dreamy.
He's dreamy, but I don't trust him for a second.
Oh.
I don't trust him for 1 minute. So, yeah.
Oh.
There. But speaking of which,
like
so what do you think about... So they left. You know, we have the friend, the black girl, comes in, and she's gonna take care of him and help with the physical therapy and the dinner and all this other stuff. But the minute they leave, the mysterious Apple Man comes, and guy eating the apple comes, and his whole crew comes in there to presumably bug the place and get everything ready to go. Who? And if we're getting predictions slightly, but who? Who sent? Is that
okay,
her
so that
spying on
be,
him? Is
yeah.
that him spying on her? Is that Red?
Okay, so is it her spying on him? Is it him spying on her? Is it Red spying on her? Or this mysterious fourth guy?
Right.
Apple guy.
Yes. Or is,
or
it,
is it the FBI?
The FBI, my man.
Keeping tabs, because we learned at the end
director
of this
Deep
episode.
Voice Herald. No. He's him and it's... And Diego.
So we learned at the end of this episode, they're keeping tabs on her as well. Anything that she turns in for ballistics like she did in this episode
right.
or to be tested, yada, yada.
Right.
It goes to them first.
Right.
So that's a lot of options.
This is so.
Who is Apple Guy?
Who is Apple Guy? So in episode 3, there's a lot of interesting things. I love it. I love
we're getting the introduction of the
spy versus spy with the husband and wife.
Yeah.
The introduction of who's watching who. I love that. And this is all a sort of a mildly serialized B story that seems to be going to be ongoing on top of our A story of Reddington and why is Reddington in like, you know, no wanting to protect Lizzie. Do we get that
what
sense?
What did he say? Well,
he's
said
watching her.
Something
I would never,
like,
I would never let anything happen
I will
to
always
you.
Do what I have to keep you alive.
Yes.
Mm.
And it's very cryptic. Like, I knew your father.
Why me? Because of your father.
Right.
You knew my father, yada, yada, yada. It's like, not as easy. The answer isn't as easy as the question seems.
Either you know him or you
something
don't,
like
buddy.
That. I really just made that up.
You know my dad or you don't know my dad?
Yeah. So yes
pretty,
or no?
Pretty straightforward question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I like the B story. I'm still into the A story. And I still like, the team. And I want to get into these characters for a second too, because I want to talk a little bit more about, Padmina.
Parminder Nagra.
Nagra, please. I said that already. I did that joke already. I don't know what I'm doing. It's late. We're a bit punchy. Before we move forward and talk about these characters, I do want to thank you guys for tuning into us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. I think the number 2 downloaded show on AfterBuzz, which is pretty awesome after 3 weeks.
Thanks, guys.
For that number 1 spot, and it's all thanks to you listening to us and maybe following us from other shows or whatever you've done. But please continue and download this on iTunes and feel free to rate us and comment.
Fives.
Yeah, you know what? If you don't like us, you can do that too.
Fives.
All right. Or you can give us 5s.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate you listening. Really appreciate your comments. And as on YouTube as well, we appreciate all your YouTube comments.
Been getting a ton on YouTube.
And we really appreciate you guys listening and checking us out. And please continue to do that if you're not streaming us live right now at 1 a.m. Pacific time.
Here.
At AfterBuzz. So check us out. Thank you very much for doing that. Yeah, so,
you guys are the best.
So I do want to talk about these characters. I want to talk about these sort of the rest of the characters. Just to finish up on the episode itself, they get out of the jam with the Chinese. They come out. There's a fist fight / firefight / chase on the roof of this building. And, that was pretty satisfying for me. I don't know. I liked all that.
That was fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. My price of admission, with all that stuff. I like the spy stuff. I like the action.
Mm-hmm.
Action at the top. Spy shit in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Action at the end,
mm-hmm.
Serialized button up and cliffhanger at the back of the episode. I'm in. I love it. So I think I'm in.
I'm telling you, my like of the show was reaffirmed this episode.
Right.
I got scared. Episode 2.
Okay.
I got scared.
Well, I have faith in what they're going in. We talked about this. Maybe we didn't, but they did get picked up for the back 9.
They sure did.
So the Blacklist will definitely be here, mm-hmm. for the
get used to us.
Of the season. So that means we will not stop somehow at episode, 10 or 5. We will continue the show.
22 episodes.
And hopefully more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So these characters. So one of the things that we talked about when we're screening the show like 45 minutes ago is what we feel like is a lack of these character developments. We feel like these characters are very one note. And maybe that's intentional. I mean, I use the excuse of unprocedurals. I don't care whether it's, The Mentalist or whatever the show is, you sort of, you introduce all these characters, whether it's CSI or whatever. Each person is there to sort of advance the plot, and maybe their whole function is to, you get a little bit of who they are, but mostly they're there to sort of advance the plot and fill out the rest of the cast. I would like to believe that as the episodes continue, we'll get to know more about these individuals. But right now, I don't know, man.
What's driving me crazy is that you have this amazing, uber recognizable cast.
Yeah.
In these supporting characters, and you're not utilizing them.
Right.
You're not letting them shine. You can have a smaller supporting character who definitely serves a specific purpose in sure. building this type of show.
Sure.
This sort of spy, espionage, FBI yep. sort of show.
All of it.
But you're just not capitalizing upon what you have to work with. What's his name?
Yeah.
Diego.
Yeah.
You have Lennox.
Uh-huh.
You have Parminder. You have these awesome, awesome actors. Give them a little more, because these people are really capable of digging deep and creating these fully fleshed out people.
They're all fantastic actors. We've seen them all do some great stuff
awesome
in the shows. So I'm like I said, it's early, but I'm really I'm just
it's never
Diego,
too early.
Diego, agent wrestler, cannot be freaking mad for 20 episodes. He can't just be angry and like doubting and, you know, and ready to move in right away. And he's just, I'm over it. Him. You know, my man, Lennox, Harold Lennox, I don't know what he's doing besides
from being. He gets maybe a line or two each episode lately.
He looks very concerned and very authoritative. Parminda, agent, do we have her name? Agent
Malik, I think.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. She's interesting, but the only reason, the only thing that makes her interesting is that she's attractive with a British accent and of, you know, Indian, East Indian descent. I don't know what she's really doing to make
her interesting. She was more interesting last episode. Episode, she showed, you know, a little chutzpah. She had some balls.
Well, she did.
Whole break into the leg.
There was that cool.
And you know the difference between the FBI and CIA, don't you?
Right.
Like,
well, she had a couple cool moments. She had the whole, like, when she put the patch on, how do you know? We don't make mistakes, whatever. I don't make mistakes ever. She had a cool little exchange with we know that she speaks fluent Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
She had a exchange with a Chinese guy, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
She's probably the most, you know, she's probably giving me the most. We have known nothing about the security team, my man, what's my man, the one name guy?
Oh,
brother?
God, I don't remember what the name was.
Yeah, so him and the other Asian girl, we don't know. We still know nothing about them. And who else do we have in the cast? The husband, and that's it.
Husband, we just introduced this Ellie girl. She got some nice screen time today.
Yeah.
A little neighbor friend.
Yes.
That's it. All right. You know who we're missing?
Who?
Our guy, Charles Baker. Gray.
Oh.
Where's he? I want some gray.
I think we'll get some gray.
I think we'll get some gray.
He did allude to when he said he'll be back.
He didn't want to give us any spoilers,
but he'll be back. And I think he is a lot. We'll see more of him and how he plays into this. But
So I
really hope that they are able to sort of flesh out these characters more. And maybe, do we need to see more of them? I mean, can we just focus on the relationship between Spader and Lizzie, and then not really have to worry about these other folks, or
but they're there, and
right.
I'm worried about them.
Yeah,
I mean, this show has become so multi-layered, and every episode, I feel like we're adding another layer and building upon it that they're going to be involved,
right?
You know, so make me care about them.
Sure,
please.
Sure, fair enough. So okay, so I do agree. We'll see. So, one of the things that I am very excited about, which I don't know if we should jump into news and gossip because I don't want to. There it is.
It's happening.
TV news. I don't want to make it an official news and gossip because I don't have any real hard numbers. This is just sort of anecdotal, but I do know. I did my research. Did not, but I do know that we Blacklist has been picked up for the last nine, which is fantastic.
Yes,
but also on week two, ratings were through the roof again. It's just kicking the pants off of CBS's hostages.
Oh yeah,
and it is the plus three DVR ratings came back, and it. Again, it's the largest sort of plus three rating that the networks ever have. And it may be in history. Don't quote me on that.
Really?
I think it's the largest plus three rating in history. And the plus three is obviously we have our Nielsen ratings of what happened that night, whoever watched it live. And now they're able to sort of track who watches over the next 3 days on DVRs. And they have a plus three and a plus seven. They may even have a plus five. But man, the plus three, I know it's like 16.5 million viewers watched again.
And holy cannoli.
It's not, I think it's maybe even up from the premiere or right there. It was 16
awesome.
Million something. So people are into the show. I mean, even, you know, there's no fall off from that first from the first episode to the second episode. So we'll see what happens with the third. But this is a much, much, much needed ratings hit for, you know, NBC, the very troubled NBC who's, you know, if it's not Sunday Night Football and The Voice, they were having some trouble. So, that's really some good news there.
Yeah,
I'm really happy to see that happen. And, I thought I had some more news and gossip, but I think that's it. I thought I had something else, but I don't.
I don't think you do.
Dodgers win.
Go Blue. That's news and gossip.
That's not quite gossip, but
Dodgers win.
Definitely news. Uh oh.
Now. Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I feel like this is like
predictions already.
You know how when you're like at Disney,
I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface.
You know when you're in Autotopia at Disneyland,
yeah,
and you think you're driving, but if you just let your hands go. The track is just moving you.
Yeah.
I think Lemieux is steering. I don't even know. I just let go of the wheel and then I turn left. Like, I thought I was turning left myself. I love it.
You just crashed.
Oh, no. I like it. So let's jump into these predictions, Julie. What, and this time, now every GD week, reaching back to Hannibal, I come to you for your prediction, and you're always shocked and you panic.
I panic when it comes to predictions.
So now there's no Nando and there's no Flippo, and it's just me and you.
It's just me and you, man.
And Lemieux.
Me and you, you and me.
So right now.
Me, you, and Lemieux.
Me, you, oh.
Me, you, and Lemieux. That's like a sitcom waiting to happen.
Sitcom or a new adult contemporary single. Me, you, and Lemieux. I don't know.
Or that. I'm sticking with sitcom.
All right.
That could be some funny
quit
stuff.
Stalling.
Okay.
I need a prediction.
I predict that Lizzie's dad. Shut up. Just wait. No, I have it. Listen to me, Braswell. You listen to me. I predict her dad's not dead. Boom.
Oh, okay.
Didn't see that coming. Did ya?
Yes, I did, actually. I think we talked. The dad's not dead. Okay. All right. Okay. Who's the apple guy?
Well, I'm not prepared to answer that. It's her dad.
All right. Okay. That's it? That's your prediction? Dad's not dead?
And I have no prediction, but I am very curious about the number. 042983. Is it a birthday? Is it a map? What's the word?
I don't know.
Coordinates. Coordinates. Yeah.
This is the universal sign for coordinates. Is it a map? It's 1 a.m., folks. Okay.
Oh, man, is it 1 a.m.?
Well, we saw my prediction is that. My prediction is I we didn't touch on the numbers, but we did get that mysterious envelope with the number on it. And it was, you know, a birthday in a sense. It was 04/29/83, right? Mm-hmm. Which would mean whoever that person is would be 30. Is that am I doing the math right?
30. Yeah. I was not a math major.
People are home like 30.
I am artsy. Yeah.
So that could be Lizzie's age. She seems she's about 30.
Okay.
So I think that's her birthday.
That's it.
That's a hot prediction.
That's your prediction.
That's a smoking hot prediction.
I know Lizzie's birthday.
Boom. I saw it.
Lizzie's 30.
Now,
boom.
I do. I also think that that the who's watching who. I do believe that it is Red who has the surveillance on the house to watch them both, and there will be some big reveal. Like, Apple is my guy. He's my guy.
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so because he's been watching her for years.
Okay.
Sorry.
So during predictions.
Found out who the Apple guy is.
You did? The Apple guy.
The Apple guy.
Oh, Lemieux.
You're funny at 1 a.m.
I let go of the wheel and it's going right into comedy land. All right. Oh, and there it is again. So.
Whoa.
We did it. 37 minutes of power. No Nando, no Joe Flippo. Who needs those jerks?
All we need is you, me, and Lemieux.
That's right. I'm sure they'll be back next week.
You, me, and Lemieux. Whatever the sitcom was.
Me and Lemieux. Okay. Julia Kearley, where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter and on Instagram.
Yes.
Julia Kearley. That's my name. JULIACEARLEY. So Twitter, Instagram, be my buddy. What about you, Joe Braswell?
You can find me on Instagram at Joe Braswell. I just joined. I have like two pictures. One is of me and Bob Newhart. That's all you need.
Like,
one's like a burger.
Well, you love burgers.
So I'm getting there. And then you can find me on Twitter at Joe. Thank you. Thank you. And you can find me on Twitter at Joe K. Braswell. And you know, here at AfterBuzz. And
Dodger Stadium.
Go
Blue!
And Extra and Grantland and Geek Magazine and some other stuff.
You're a busy man.
Not really. Dodgers. That's it. That's all I got. We will see you next week with more Blacklist and hopefully more hosts and more good stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz! See you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.